With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel's military has put the finishing touches on a blueprint for civilian evacuations from combat zones in southern Gaza. The plan is now in the hands of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has not released any details. And as the Gaza war grinds on, the winds of change are blowing within the leadership of the Palestinian Authority.
Palestinian Prime Minister Mohamed Shtayyi has said his government is resigning. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas must still decide whether he accepts Shtayyi and his government's resignation. The move could lead the way to US-backed reforms in the Palestinian Authority. It is also a sign that the Western-backed Palestinian leadership are willing to accept a shake-up that might usher in necessary reforms. The US wants a reformed Palestinian Authority to govern Gaza once the war is over, but many obstacles remain to making that vision a reality. I'm Karen Shamas.
March 8th, the date that Ronna McDaniel says she'll step down as chair of the Republican National Committee. Former President Trump has endorsed North Carolina GOP Chairman Michael Whatley to succeed McDaniel as the RNC chairman. Mr. Trump holding a big lead in the polls over challenger Nikki Haley, ahead of tomorrow's Michigan presidential primary. Despite losing big in her home state of South Carolina, Haley has not quit the race and indicates she doesn't plan to suspend her campaign. Also at SRNnews.com, an active-duty member of the U.S. Air Force critically injured after setting himself ablaze outside the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. yesterday afternoon, declaring that he, quote, will no longer be complicit in genocide. The Supreme Court today to take up the constitutionality of laws in Texas and Florida, laws prohibiting social media companies from banning people based on their political views. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 37 points. NASDAQ futures are off 3 points. This is SRN News. A controversial statute is coming to Texas.
The University of Houston will display Witness by artist Shahia Sikander on campus from now until the end of October. The statue is an 18-foot-tall female figure bearing goat horns and tentacles that are somehow reminiscent of certain pagan deities. The artist says the figure is designed to honor the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and her support for abortion. The unusual statue raised eyebrows last year when it was displayed in New York City. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
South Dakota's Republican majority legislature opposes a planned ballot initiative. It would enshrine abortion in the state constitution. The House and Senate have both approved a resolution rebuking the ballot measure. Another bill under consideration would allow initiative petition signers to remove their signatures. South Dakota currently outlaws all abortions unless to save the life of the mother. This is SRN News. A final do-over of a mayoral election in Connecticut's largest city.
Incumbent mayor and Democrat Joe Ganim, who went to prison for corruption during his first stint as mayor, is trying for an eighth term. He faces Democratic challenger Joe Gomes, who is running as an independent and once worked for him and sued to overturn the results of the primary over ballot stuffing, which included a video apparently showing just that. Joining them once again in Tuesday's general election will be Republican nominee David Herz. For those counting, there have now been two primaries and one general election, which did not count. I'm Julie Walker.
And that election in Bridgeport, Connecticut. The National Association for Business Economics projects the U.S. economy will grow 2.2% this year, and that is up from an earlier forecast of 1.3% growth. More details, SRNnews.com.